Stewart.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on this Dr. Dahlia Show. Beautiful Monday evening. Thank you all for tuning in. We are live right now, 5 minutes past the hour, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Thank you all for tuning in. I hope you all had a wonderful weekend. Over the last couple hours, we talked about multiple stories. I will probably summarize some of them, but I also want to get to some other topics too. If you ever miss any of the Dr. Dahlia Show, you could very easily go to my website, hit on demand, and you could listen to some of the previous hours. After this hour, from what I understand, it goes back to the first hour that we talked about. And also we have archives, podcasts, etc. For those of you with Android phones, you could always download the Dr. Dahlia Show for free on your phone, listen to it anytime. You can listen to it at work, etc. This way you don't have to be locked into your computer. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Scott, who's been working the dials tonight. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. You know, we're still in, what is this, the second week of Olympics? Olympics usually last just a couple weeks, right? So we're probably in now the second half. So we got track and field, et cetera. And I guess one of our judo players unfortunately ate a marijuana-laced brownie right before the Olympics, so he got disqualified. We had some issues with badminton players. They weren't disqualified but suspended, and then some quit, you know, when they were caught faking the game so they could be thrown into a pool of easier people to play so they could hopefully then get to the a medal, you know, eventually if they only have to play one difficult team. You know, and so, you know, I guess this is kind of normal to see things like this throughout the Olympic Games. But, you know, yesterday I was watching, and I guess we were watching track, and I'm not sure which athlete it was, but it's not the first time it's happened. You know, they introduce the athletes, and they say, yeah, you know, this person was disqualified a few years back for doping. Recent tests have been negative, and, you know, he's in lane, whatever. You know, and I'm sitting there watching with the kids. You know, my kids are asking me, well, Mom, what's doping? You know, and I'm like, well, it's, you know, trying to enhance, you know, your, it's kind of, and, you know, they're like, well, so it's cheating. Like, yeah, yeah, you know, it's a medicine that helps you do better than you are, and, you know, it's a form of cheating. You know, and when I saw that, we were discussing this earlier this evening, you know, you kind of wonder, should you be allowed to be an Olympian if you cheated? Now, I'm not saying smoking pot, or I'm not saying, you know, trying to, you know, trying to lose, you know, lose weight pretty quickly, or some of the other things. So I'm talking about actually cheating, manipulating the game, manipulating your body, doing something that puts you at an advantage. That's unethical. That's not allowed. And yes, I think we're all allowed to atone for our sins, and we're all allowed to, you know, have a second chance. But should we give a second chance to and allow you to be an Olympian? You know, I mean, one of the reasons why I, you know, have my kids watch the Olympics every 4 years with me is there's a lot of lessons you can learn from watching Olympians, you know, psychological lessons. For example, you know, we were watching the gymnasts. They had won a few days ago, all around gold. The U.S. gymnast is great. But then I guess Michaela Maroney had an issue on the vault. And from what we understand tonight, we're going to see Gabby Douglas. And again, I don't want to ruin it for you, but we heard hours ago there was an issue. So you almost wonder, you know, psychologically, are you having difficulty focusing because you just won a gold? Is it really difficult, you know, knowing that everything rests on this one vault or on this one event. You know, the one thing that looked extremely frustrating for the gymnast Olympian on the vault, Michaela Maloney, I hope I'm pronouncing her name right, is she's done that vault millions of times, and it just so happens on the Olympics she falls. You know, horrible, you know, because she's done that vault thousands upon thousands of times, you know, and so, you know, there's lots of lessons. So I really talked to the kids throughout the Olympics. I know they liked giggling during the synchronized swimming, but I didn't watch that with them either. That was, you know, it's amazing what they could do. It's just I had to work. I couldn't sit and watch that one. But, you know, when we were watching, you know, we're watching people that made it to the Olympics, like Michael Phelps. I mean, these are people that worked their whole lives and deserve to be there. They busted their butts. They followed the rules. They watched their weight. They trained, etc. And then every now and then, one of the Olympians is introduced as somebody who was doping in the past and, you know, got caught, cleaned up, and is here back on the Olympics. I don't know. I kind of feel like if you're going to be in the Olympics, you're representing your country, and you're representing your country not just for your body and for your muscles, but you became an Olympian. And there's just something implied in that, that you're pretty clean. You know, you've never really tried to cheat. You're an Olympian because your whole career, you did it right. And you're honored with being an Olympian. You're given the honor of representing your country. And it just seems a little weird when some of these Olympians used to cheat, you know, and, you know, they get to compete again. And maybe some of you think that's okay. You know, you're allowed to, you know, everybody's allowed a second chance. Everybody's allowed to, you know, change and, you know, atone, et cetera. And yeah, you know, I see that. I see that. But then it just seems a little weird, you know, when they're introducing the Olympians and they admit to people cheating. You just don't think you would be revering somebody who cheated. You'd be watching somebody who cheated. And then you always wonder if they did cheat, would they do it again? You know, it just, you know, like, you know, and Michael Phelps, I know everybody was shocked when he was smoking pot, and that kind of sullied the image a lot of us had for him. But, you know, again, he didn't, from what we understand, cheat. You know, that's huge to try to cheat to get the advantage. And I just think, you know, someone that's in the Olympics, you know, has a huge responsibility of representing their country in the finest light. I just do, and I, you know, I'm just wondering if they really should be given a second chance in the Olympics if they were caught doping. Just a thought. All right, guys, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, I want to hear from you, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. a gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at HerbalHealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 18 minutes past the hour. Taking your emails as well. Dr. Dahlia, what do you suggest for sweaty feet and smelly feet? Okay. We were talking about, our kids. Earlier today, we were talking about a study that came out saying if your kids cough, sometimes a remedy that you could use is give them a little bit of honey. Honey seems to help appease kids' coughs before they go to bed at night. And then we were talking about how one little folk remedy is throwing Vicks Vapor Rub on the bottom of these kids' feet that some of my listeners and patients have told me about. And sometimes their kids' feet are kind of sweaty and stinky. So thank you for listening to the show. Our email is drdahlia.com. You know, one thing I noticed and I had learned from a podiatrist is many times we sweat and our feet sweat because we're in 100% cotton socks. I'm sorry, I have a little bit of a cold that I'm shaking. And so the podiatrist I had trained under had been telling his patients to use socks that have 10% nylon. he says it makes a world of difference. Now, don't use 100% nylon socks. Don't use 100% cotton. But 90% cotton with a little bit of nylon may help with a lot of the slipping and the sliding and the sweating. Of course, you know, when you wash your feet, many people don't wash their feet. They stand in the shower. I know what you guys do. You stand in the shower, you wash your underarms, rub your chest, right? What was that commercial? You know, where they lather up their chest. It's the Irish Spring. Yeah, so you just see them lather their chest. I mean, if a commercial is going to be accurate, you know, show what you should wash, but they can't because it's a commercial. And, you know, you probably do your underarms, maybe your tushy area, etc. But you really don't wash behind the knees. You don't wash under your feet. A lot of you don't wash in between your toes. You just think the soapy water is going to get to it. Right? And for some of you that have sweaty, smelly feet, you may have to do that. When you dry your feet, pat it dry. Sometimes a little cornstarch can help. You know, some powder with cornstarch. Sometimes some antifungal powder may help as well. I don't want people overdoing it with the antifungal medications because I don't want resistance. But it brings up a good point. Some of you may have sweaty, stinky feet. I'm sorry, my nose is running. Some of you may have, I wouldn't be able to smell it because my nose is running, because you actually have an underlying fungal infection. Fungus stinks, right? It does. So you may also want your doctor to take a look and evaluate that, okay? And then, of course, make sure you're changing your socks. Do not wear tennis shoes without socks. My worst smelling shoes when I used to run without socks, you have to wear the socks to absorb the sweat. Sweat, bacteria, stink. Okay? Does that make sense? All right. Great question, though. Super question. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I guess in New Jersey, it's interesting. In New Jersey, Supreme Court today upheld Kylie's law. This requires teenagers to have a red decal on the license plate of their car. The High Court ruled unanimously that requiring these decals does not violate federal privacy laws or constitute unreasonable search and seizure. An appeals court had ruled similarly last week in a challenge brought up by two parents. They say a driver's age group constitutes nearly neither highly restricted personal information nor personal information. So they are allowed to have these stickers. New Jersey became the first state to enact a vehicle decal requirement for young drivers by passing Kylie's law, which became effective May 1, named after Kylie D'Alesso, 16-year-old who was killed in a 2006 crash while riding in a car driven by another teenager. Now, what are these stickers for? From what I understand, they're designed to increase the ability of police officers to monitor these young drivers on the road and let more experienced older drivers be on alert that you have a teen driving in front of you, next to you, etc. Honestly, I don't think it's a bad idea. I love the idea of privacy, et cetera, but many times these kids have tinted windows, et cetera, so you can't tell. Do all teens drive that poorly? Again, a big concern about this is, okay, well, if we have a sticker for teens, are we going to have a sticker for seniors? You know, and, who causes the most group of accidents? I still believe it's teens. But I get really nervous. I remember how I used to drive. I'm a little nervous, you know. I mean, my kids, I already told my kids, you know, they could drive themselves when they're teenagers later, but I don't want anybody in the car distracting them, and I don't want them in another teen's car, because that's what happens. Teenagers are driving, and then, you know, something kooky happens, and the music is always on loud. And it's pretty scary stuff. So I don't think the decals are that bad an idea. I don't know how people, like for example, if a teenager rear-ends you, you aren't going to be able to see their decal. I mean, by the time you get rear-ended, so I don't know how much it'll do. But maybe it'll teach these teens you got to slow down a little bit. You know, you're not immune to the law. Okay, cops are going to know you're a teen. They're going to keep an eye out. You know, I don't know. I don't think it's a bad idea. I mean, I'd rather there be safety. Okay, next. Very interesting story that came out this week. You know how we've been talking about these magnets, how if these kids eat these little toy magnets, I've been surprised. You know, I grew up, we had Light Bright, we had Big Wheels, we had Mr. Mouth. I thought those were pretty cool. But what I wish was I had those magnet toys where you could build things with magnets, and obviously you don't really lose them because all you have to do is stick a magnet and they all attach and they're great. The only problem is if baby brother gets to them, or these infants or these toddlers put them in their mouth, these magnets can basically make holes in the intestine. And, you know, there's been warnings and, you know, people have been, you know, urging that these toys been taken off the shelves. Well, there was one case where we had a baby and the doctor actually used the magnets to save this baby's life. This was phenomenal. There was a twin boy who had an intestinal blockage, and the blockage was somewhere in the boy's intestines, preventing him from moving his bowels, so he could eventually die. His intestines could rupture, etc. He only weighed 4 pounds, was too small to undergo any major surgery. Doctors moved him to Salt Lake City's Intermountain Medical Center to nearby Primary Children's Medical Center. Part of his intestines were temporarily diverted into a colostomy bag, but again, you don't want these kids growing up with colostomy bags. So, the mom, a few months later, right, while kid has a colostomy bag from what I understand, brought baby back to his surgeon, Dr. Eric Scafie. He took an x-ray, saw it wasn't good. There was a thin membrane blocking a section of the boy's intestines. It's a rare birth defect causing rectal atresia, where they can't poop because they don't have an opening. It affects one out of every 5,000 babies. He needed to remove that membrane, but again, he couldn't do it. Baby was still too small. So what he decided to do was get a couple magnets. Now, going to the toy store, it wasn't good enough. So he had to find some kind of heavy-duty magnets, but that same thinking that if the magnets attract each other and destroy the membrane, then it could cause intestinal perforation, etc. If he needed to open up this membrane, then he could possibly use the magnets. So basically, he found the perfect size magnets, very strong, and from what we understand, use a radiologist to help, you know, put the under the x-ray machine. They were able to find the area. They put the magnets in there, placed exactly where they needed to be. Again, something not approved by the FDA as a medical advice, but he wanted to save the kid's life, and he did. It apparently created a hole in the intestines, right? And it basically did the operation for him. Baby's doing well. The doctor's a hero. It was cool. Magnets, he said if we drop the magnets in like coins into a slot, magnets apply pressure to both sides of the membrane, pinching it, draining it of blood, weakened it. Because also remember, these magnets, when they press together, you are asphyxiating that area of the tissue, so it's not getting blood flow, etc. And I guess it worked out well. Baby now is pooping in a diaper, etc. They even took pictures of the diaper and the poopy diaper. Everybody's happy. What I really commend the doctor for is thinking outside the box. We have such liability as doctors because if we do anything outside the box and something goes wrong, we'll get nailed. And somebody looking at this, an attorney looking at this, could say he really opened himself up to a lot of liability if it didn't work. You know, but he put his license on the line, he put his butt on the line to save a kid, and it worked. And he did it. You know, and there's got to be some sort of protection for doctors who want to save a kid's life by doing something that's not FDA approved, that's not usually in the box, because if there's nothing in the box that works, right? I hate how we de-incentivize doctors to go outside the box. Phenomenal story. That's great. All right, don't go away. We've got a lot more to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
I'm a walking in the rain.
Help
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right, General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 800-98-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Scott working the dials. A big thanks to you all for listening. We are live right now at the bottom of the hour, 33 minutes past the hour. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. For those of you with Facebook accounts, find our Facebook fan page. Facebook page, link to the Facebook page so we can give you up-to-date medical updates, news, etc. easy to do, and it still secures your privacy because you don't have to befriend anybody on the Facebook page. You just get the updates. It's like a one-way thing. And then Twitter. Please find us on Twitter so we can also give you updates in that respect as well. And usually I follow back because I like to see what you guys have to say. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We are planning our next Alaskan cruise. In 2013, end of June, early July, we are currently working with the travel agent to get a block of rooms, lock in the price because the prices go up throughout the year. I would suggest go to my website for updates. And until then, you could also send us your email. So we put you on an email list for the travel agent to give you information directly. Since I don't like to get involved with that, I just, you know, I start working on the classes and the parties and the gifts and the prizes and all that other stuff. I like to do the fun part of it. I don't like handling all the booking and all that. I'm too busy. So we have the travel agent do that. All right. So as you can see, very, very busy. Very, very busy next few months. Our hearts and prayers are with those who endured the tragedy that just happened with Sikh temple gunman Wade Michael Page. Decides to go into a Sikh temple and start shooting. Killing, from what I understand, three, injuring six. Six others have been dead. Six others dead, three critically wounded. We aren't sure if the death toll has risen as of yet. This just occurred yesterday. From what we understand, he was known to be a civil rights... he was known to civil rights groups as a member of two racist skinhead bands called End Apathy and Definite Hate, according to Los Angeles Times. He was also believed to have been a low-level member of a national white supremacist group called the Hammerskins. Now, they say federal investigators had looked at him, Wade Michael Page, more than once because of his associations with these extremists and the possibility that he was providing funding to a domestic terrorist group. But law enforcement officials at the time determined there was not enough evidence of a crime to open an investigation. This is per a senior U.S. law official. The official spoke on anonymously, should I say, because he was not authorized to speak to the media, would not say which law enforcement agency had considered investigating Page or when. Now, both the Anti-Defamation League and the Southern Poverty Law Center had tracked Page for several years. These nonprofit organizations collect publicly available information on hate groups from web forms, but the FBI is prohibited, from what we understand under federal law, from collecting information on U.S. citizens not suspected of committing a crime. In order to open, they say, a domestic terrorism investigation, FBI agents must believe that a suspect has threatened violence, has broken federal law, and is trying to advance a political or social agenda. So if somebody is secretly plotting and there's not enough to go on, they don't pursue. This was very similar to what happened with James Holmes, where the psychiatrist who was taking care of him in Colorado, and he's the one accused of the Colorado shootings, knew something was up, something was kooky, wanted to initiate a school investigation, but the boy dropped out. And nothing ever went further. And, of course, they're investigating if she knew more than we think she knew, and should she have gone to the police, and if she didn't know anything, what's this notebook he's talking about, and what was in the notebook, and did she have a chance to read the notebook, what happened, etc. So they say right now this gunman acted alone, but I just think we have a horrible system in terms of investigating suspicious people. And I can understand that. You know, there was an article that had come out that we discussed on the show earlier today where a psychologist had suggested that if you don't have a Facebook account, that that could be suspicious. Okay, well, how many of us don't have Facebook accounts? And their reasoning was either A, there you know, could be a psychopath or a sociopath not wanting to deal with other people, or B, because, you know, James Holmes didn't have a Facebook account, the Norwegian killer that killed all those students didn't have a Facebook account. So they go, well, maybe the isolation issue could be a red flag. But the other thing that could be a red flag is, what if these guys got kicked off Facebook? The reason why they don't have an account is they had one and they were kicked off. I think that how can you narrow people down like that? We had been discussing last week with the psychiatrist who had been treating James Holmes, the suspected Colorado shooter, what her options were with the police. And from what we understand, she didn't go to the police because, and again, there's various reports, she didn't have enough information for them to act on. Now, I don't know if she went to the police and they told her that, or she on her own didn't have enough to act on it. And why don't we have some sort of an agency where they're kind of the in-between? You know, you have the FBI, right? You have CIA, you have the police department. All right, I understand. They only have time to investigate crimes. We only have so much manpower. Why can't we develop some sort of an agency that is for these, I got spidey sense here, okay? There have to be certain criteria, and these criteria satisfied, but these are pre-criminal investigations. Just something's not right. I get the heebie-jeebies. My spidey sense is kicking in. I don't know if this person could be a future threat. And then there's some sort of investigation done. I don't know. Will that, you know, work against human rights, you know, our civil rights? Would that, I mean, that could open up a whole can of worms. But how are these people getting through? You know, I don't understand it. You know, now I know some people could say, well, go after the people that have guns. No, I think we all have a right to bear arms. Okay, it's in our Bill of Rights. Thank you. It's our Constitution protects it. Thank you. You know, but maybe one red flag is purchasing, like in James Holmes' case, what, 6,000 rounds of ammunition, but he didn't appear to be using them for shooting practice. Didn't have a hunting license. Didn't have, you see what I mean? You know, I don't know. The only problem is you could have very crafty individuals that figure out what the system is looking for and go, well, you know what, then I'll get a hunting license. Then I'll get a membership at a shooting range. So I don't know what the answer is. But what I do know is these psychopaths and these assassins are somehow getting through the system. Whether they're red flagged or not, they're tipping people off that something's not right, and then they go on to murder multiple innocent victims. We got to come up with something, and it's pretty frightening. For those of you joining us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. In the recent killing in a hospital, remember a 66-year-old man, John Wise, walked into an Ohio hospital, goes to his wife's ICU bed, and shoots her dead. Well, today, authorities, they're postponing the autopsy, but from what I understand, they're going to do the autopsy this week. And from what we're learning now, the husband did it as a possible mercy killing. From what we understand, he only shot once. The wife, Barbara Wise, was, from what we understand, incapacitated. She was in the ICU for multiple days, was extremely disabled, in critical condition. We don't know what her condition was. We don't know what was surrounding. We don't know what her advanced directives were, etc. I'm positive it didn't include, you know, honey, shoot me. But a lot of questions need to be answered on this one. Husband will still be brought up on murder charges. But would like to know what was going on and why he felt he needed to bring in a firearm into the hospital and shoot his wife. Oh, my gosh. Crazy world we live in. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
She's a lion.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Where else would we be? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, if you don't have the Dr. Dahlia app on your phone, download it. If not, let me quickly review some of the things we talked about today. It was a very, very busy show. Apparently, there's a few blood pressure medications that are now linked to lip cancer. Cancer of the lips. And some of these medications, many of you are already on. Hydrochlorothiazide, which is a water pill. The HCTZ. Nifedipine, which is a calcium channel blocker. Lisinopril. These are very common blood pressure medications that you're on. However, they have some hypersensitivity and cause you to be hypersensitivity to sun. So what we're thinking is with these medications, you know, if you don't have protection and you're taking these medications, they seem to cause your skin to react a little bit differently. It decreases some of your defenses against UV light, etc. And they found that, unfortunately, this could put you at a higher risk for lip cancer. So I urge everybody, if your lipstick doesn't contain a high enough SPF, or you're a gentleman that doesn't like to wear lipstick, I don't blame you. I would recommend those chapsticks, Blistexes, lip balms that have 50 SPF, 40 SPF, a pretty decent sunblock. Don't forget to reapply it. Throwing sunscreen on your lips, I don't think counts. I don't think it gets absorbed as well. And I really don't want you to taste it. So I'd rather you use the sunscreen or the lip balm that has the sunscreen in it, okay? Also, we discussed how chronic butter flavoring may worsen Alzheimer's. You know how many foods have this chronic butter flavoring? This is a diacetyl. They think it worsens the harmful effects of a protein in the brain linked to Alzheimer's. Now, factory workers, those of us eating those food flavoring agents, which is most of us, can be at risk. Researchers from the University of Minnesota said in the report published in a recent issue in Chemical Research and Toxicology, we use this diacetyl in margarine, snack foods, baked goods, pet foods, candy, etc. Now, remember we were talking about diacetyl with microwave popcorn? The buttery flavoring of microwave popcorn, and it was linked to respiratory issues. Well, you know, now what they found is it causes the beta amyloid proteins to clump together in the brain. It's very similar to a structure that does that. Now, Alzheimer's, what do we see with Alzheimer's? These amyloid plaques bundle and clump. So this margarine, food coloring, flavoring, whatever, flavoring, can do that. They also noticed that it could increase the amount and how the beta amyloid protein affects nerve cells. Plus, the sucker can transfer the blood-brain barrier, which is the body's defense mechanism against things hitting the brain. So this diacetyl is kind of a nasty, nasty thing. Now, I'm sure there's going to be a study that comes out saying, oh, well, everybody be careful. You know, everybody be careful. We need this because it protects against microbes in our food, et cetera. Like, remember the pink slime? They have that puff of that gas, but they say that gas is what kills a lot of microbes. You know, so, there's always a tit for tat or whatever with this. But, you know, the margarine flavor, I just rather, you know, sometimes I think we just got to go back to like our farm days and just eat the natural butter, drink the natural milk, right? Eat the eggs, you know, don't fry a bunch of stuff. Maybe we were healthier then. Now, also in news today, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. I'm trying to summarize all the top stories we had today. Chemotherapy has been now found, some chemotherapy, to actually turn tumors into more aggressive forms. This is some pretty scary news that we came out with today. Now, we know some people who have been treated with chemotherapy have done fine. But researchers were really surprised to see this. Researchers at Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center in Seattle tested a form of chemotherapy on prostate cancer cells and found that healthy cells damaged by the cancer therapy secreted more of a protein called WNT16b, which actually boosts the survival of cancer cells. What this does is when it's secreted, it goes to nearby tumor cells and helps them out. It helps them grow, invade, resist subsequent therapy. So what we're noticing is chemotherapy could turn healthy cells into these, I guess, helpers, wingmen for the cancer cells by causing the cells to exude WNT16b, which causes the cancer cells surrounding it to work better. Pretty scary stuff. This study was published in the August 5th, so yesterday's article journal in a journal Nature Medicine. The findings were also later confirmed in breast and ovarian tumors. So they say this may explain why cancer develops resistance to chemotherapy over time. We'll see where this goes. Again, we'll keep you posted as we get new information. Okay, see, we want to move ahead. All right, we want to hear good news with cancer. We don't want to hear, you know, we don't want to hear bad things. We don't want to hear that, you know, we're going in the wrong direction. Now, we have more on this recall with Listeria. Over 13,000 pounds of meat and poultry salad products distributed nationwide are being recalled due to possible contamination of diced onions with the bacteria Listeria. Remember, Listeria killed multiple people with the whole cantaloupe issue last fall? In a notice on its website posted Wednesday, the U.S. Department of Agriculture said that Garden Fresh Foods of Milwaukee, Wisconsin is recalling 13,600 pounds of salad products. These salads contain diced onions that are the subject of an FDA recall by Gill Onions due to possible consumption of Listeria monocytogenes. Okay, so far no reports of illnesses. Okay, they also include Finest Tradition spiral pasta and chicken salad, all white meat chicken salad with cranberries, a Garden Fresh reduced fat chicken salad, etc. I didn't know those products existed. I love chicken salad. I had no idea that existed. Well, let's wait for the recall, and then I could go buy chicken salad. You know, you still got to be pretty careful with your chicken salad. And, you know, a lot of us, we love restaurant chicken salad. But remember, to make restaurant chicken salad yummy, what do? They throw a slew of mayonnaise on there and, you know, maybe even, it sounds like everything has butter. I didn't realize that many of these, like, chicken sandwiches that we eat at fast food restaurants loaded with butter. They put butter and everything. So you may be thinking, oh, I'm doing good because I'm eating chicken salad as opposed to a hamburger. Be careful. Some of them can actually have a lot more calories than you think. Also in the news today, they say strawberries could protect you from damaging UV light. Strawberries have the anthocyanins, which give them their red color. They noticed if they put the strawberry extract on skin cells, expose UV light to it, they were protected. The skin cells were protected more from UV light. So strawberry extract, pretty cool stuff. Another idea. I mean, I think berries later are going to be the way to go. I think eventually they're going to say we all have to have berries, whether they're blueberries for our memory, strawberries to help protect our skin. It's just all about the berries. Also, story came out today, which we're going to probably talk about a little bit more tomorrow, about electronic cigarettes could be unsafe. All right. From what we understand, many of the devices imported from China do not have to undergo any safety checks and are putting on sale. What we understand in Europe is they're concerned that there could be very high levels of nicotine, and some of the e-cigs may actually have some poisonous chemicals like diethylene glycol, which could be poisonous in very heavy doses. We found high levels of nicotine to cause cancer in rats. There's actually nitrosamines, which is what nicotine could give off, could, you know, cause cancer in rats, etc. So apparently in Europe, a lot of these e-cigarettes don't have the regulation. I'm not sure what regulation we have in terms of our e-cigarettes that we get through the United States, but it's going to be interesting to watch. We'll touch upon this tomorrow. All right, guys, don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Download the Dr. Dahlia app, but most of all, be safe. God bless.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another two servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.